27% of Americans experience some disability. 100% are a part of our community. Each has a story. Valley Life for All is building inclusive communities where people of all abilities belong and contribute.
Hi, my name is Diane Darling, and I am the founder and now advisor of what was the Roaring Fork Brain Train, reopening and rebranding as Roaring Fork Enrichment in late January 2019. My sister and her husband decided to move to Carbondale to be closer to myself and my husband. And my sister had been diagnosed with young onset Alzheimer's, which means that it started affecting her prior to 65 years of age. At the time she was diagnosed, she was 59. And she had been attending a program in Los Angeles called the Brain Train, which was part of a bigger organization called OPECA. And that was very fulfilling and enriching to her. It gave her a sense of purpose to go to this Brain Train. So when I found out she was moving here, I looked around the valley to see if there were any services like that, and there were zero, and I was dismayed. But, you know, family does what family needs to do, and so I decided, well, I needed to recreate that environment for her because I needed her to feel that she had a place to belong here and somewhere to go and thrive. My sister's name is Cheryl, and Cheryl was a high-powered executive of a major American corporation. And so she used to have a world that was broad and vivid and full of so much. And what happens with memory loss is that, of course, your memories go away, but your world kind of shrinks. So how I would describe her today is obviously not the intellect that she was before, but she is a burning bush of love. She remembers people based on how they made her feel. So no name connection, but it's all the vibe, which I think is a very cool thing. Cheryl, since her Alzheimer's, started painting. And that was an incredible discovery for all of us. Her artwork has been shown in studios up and down the valley. So that really gave her exquisite moments of joy to go to an opening where it was her work. I mean, you know, for any artist, it feels that way. But giving her joy in present moments is what it's all about. And so what that does for us on the outside is also force us to be slowing down and mindful and being present in the moment. The Roaring Fork Brain Train, reopening and rebranding as Roaring Fork Enrichment. The mission is to provide a safe place for people with early memory loss to thrive and to provide respite care for their caregivers. The emphasis is on things that stimulate the brain. So whether that is seated yoga or doing art, which is an alternative way to express yourself if you're no longer able to verbalize. They had music and memory, so they sang songs which came from the soundtrack of their lives, the music from the 30s and the 40s. So it's all focused on stimulating the brain in the hopes of slowing down the memory loss. I would encourage anybody who has somebody in their lives that they know of, whether it be a relative or a friend, to go to mycommunityhealthfoundation.org, because there you will find information on the program. People do isolate themselves, and nobody wants that. That's not productive for society. It's not productive for the family members. So the more you can support that person by having them in a program that addresses their specific needs of memory loss, it's a win-win for everybody.
Diana Hardy said, "It only takes one voice at the right pitch to start an avalanche." More information about the inclusion campaign is at valleylifeforall.org and on Facebook. Together, our pitch will redefine the perception of challenge.